ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be. Hello, friends. How are you? Happy day to you. Welcome to Q&A with Dr. AJ, where I am here to answer the questions that you have about becoming a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman, Christian certified life coach. I got baking soda on my hat. I use it to brush my teeth. Don't ask. Listen, welcome. Hope you're having a great day. I'm looking forward to you guys joining me live. I'm trying to see what Facebook is doing here. Yeah, I know me and Facebook have a love-hate relationship, so sometimes they'll show me, sometimes they won't. Hello, Shamika Banks. How are you? Are you a coach, Shamika? Are you trying to become a coach? Because I am on here answering the questions you have about becoming a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman, Christian, certified life coach. It's like 9 things, you know. But as you know, we have a one-day Black woman Christian life coach certification self-study system, and many of you have wanted to join me. I pray that I'm doing this live right. Let me check, because I don't see me live in our group yet. Yeah, I probably went live on my page. Let me double check that. And if you have questions, feel free to put them here while I try to let people know that I'm live and where I'm live. Facebook is just not showing up. So if you can hear me, if you can see me, let me know. And let me know where I'm live, because I don't see me on either of my pages using the laptop. So let's see. Hello, Celestine Johnson. How are you? There we go. So I am live in the Facebook group. I have been trying to get this to show up. I am also live here in Atlanta, y'all. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. They are literally filming a movie out my front window. Like, if I get up and peek out my blind behind me, I see the camera crew. They got the bulldozers. They got the, honey, my street is popping right now. Y'all know Atlanta is the Black Hollywood, right? We didn't know what to expect. I just left meeting one of my neighbors. I've been over here 2 years. She's been here 5. We're just now meeting and live on the corner from each other. And my other neighbor got real smart. I'm learning, y'all. Honey, Celestine, I'm talking about her whisper money, honey. She rented out her garage to the camera crew. Now they filming part of whatever show they filming in her garage, in her house. You know she get paid. She wouldn't tell me how much she get paid. I asked too. I was like, what I need to rent out next time? Because this is the second movie. The third, I'm told, but one was filmed before I got here. Well-known films. And I think they lie to us to tell us which films are being filmed so we don't tell everybody to have our own film party. Because y'all know me. I would have been like, cook out in the backyard. Y'all come see this movie real quick. So I think they made up a name. And with me being, you know, in film now as a documentarian, I just was curious about, you know, how they do it. And how their budgets are millions of dollars and what they spend this money on. I see. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot. They have to pay for so much. So anyway. she said, yes, I will be going to the mill. Hello, Coach Alexis from Texas. How are you? Good to see you. You know, always happy to see you, girl. So, yeah, y'all, I have been standing on the corner, literally, talking to my neighbor, getting the tea, because she's been out there a minute. She said she's finna go get her little chair and a glass of wine. She's a chef. And sit on the corner and watch the movie. So I'm going to go back out there after I talk to y'all. But I wanted to be faithful to what the Lord has blessed me with, to be here in a neighborhood like this here, okay? Then we're going to go see what the movie is moving. So I couldn't tell you if it was really the movie they shooting. They told her one thing, told us another on paper. So yeah, I'm going to keep digging. I need to know. Be like, oh, I know that tree. I walk by that tree every day. So, yeah, they're here for 3 days. They started yesterday setting up. I've taken over the Wi-Fi networks in the area. Cut off our streets, and they just everywhere, honey. So, here we are. Hello, Mama Brenda. How are you? Let me share my live on my page so that those... Yeah, my neighbor is now following me as well, so she may see this. So I was like, I'll try to behave, but I ain't no guarantee. I was like, I shouldn't have told you I was going to go on Facebook Live. Because now I feel like I got to be on good behavior. But I can't. I can't help it. You know, I'm going to act how I act. And she'll get to know me. So y'all say hello. Talk to me. Y'all know how Facebook does. Sometimes it shows it. Sometimes it doesn't. But I'm happy to engage. This is Q&A with Dr. AJ. So if you're already one of my coaches, still ask me anything about your coaching business. You know, we do the 1 day Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification self-study system. That's for our new coaches. The program has been completely revamped since you went through it, Coach Alexis in Texas. And it's so good. I love it. It's always been good, but it's simplified and flows even better. I had a meeting with my team. We're international now, you guys. I have a work husband now. Don't ask me about him. It's a secret. But no, we have a new team member. And so I got a chance to do a meeting today about, I can't even remember the name of the organizational chart that we built out. And it makes sense if you're familiar with like human resources and stuff like that. So they're asking questions about how we train Black women and making me like put it on paper, like pitch paper, which is the highest level of like the next level is getting like millions of dollars invested into your company if you choose to take it that far. So I'm excited about our growth, and I try to, you know, keep it simple, stupid. I was listening to a book by a coach today called Chillpreneur, and she was like, come on back. You know, we get so advanced, we learn so much, we forget the basics. And I don't want to forget my people. Y'all are my people. So I'm still here for you to answer questions if you have them. And so that's why I'm keeping my word with this Q&A with Dr. AJ. And you can ask me anything, whether you're one of our coaches, whether you're looking to become one of our coaches. I'm happy to answer questions. Me doing this for the last couple times has brought in new coaches that, you know, were ready. So if you're one of the coaches that have been on the fence and you've been wanting to get certified with us, now is the time. We are doing something very special for the month of April. I have to remember what month we're in. I'm coming up on my 10-year anniversary next week. And so in honor of that, I have broken down the payments for the program to come train with us to where it's only $199 a month. $199 a month for 12 months. So if you want that link, let me know. I'm happy to share that with you. We have some new coaches on board with us, and they got in. So if you want to get in, talk to my friend in the comments. That's what it's there for. So I'm refreshing. Let me see. Coach Alexis say you got this. Thank you, girl. I know. So Celestine, that's literally what she said. She's like, when I say it's at least 100 people on my street right now, like I would have went live there, but I don't know. I just didn't. So anyway, I was like, girl, you better, I told her, this is the coach in me. I said, you better find out who writing the checks for catering for the crew. And that's who you feed out of your refrigerator, chef. Because she is a chef, and she has her own business. And I was like, girl, you better be smart about this. They paid Mabel to rent her garage. I was like, y'all can rent my backyard. I ain't got no room for nothing else. Don't come in here to handle my stuff. I like to take naps and stuff, so can't be in my way. But y'all can rent the backyard, you know. So anyway, very cool, eventful week so far. And like I mentioned, I still wanted to show up for y'all and answer questions if you have them, and hang out. So what questions you got for me? Put something in there. Make it like, yeah, you know, I had to get in there, get on live because they had some questions about fill in the blank. What's your question? Ask away. I'm here for it. Okay. So I'm trying to see if there are any other ways that I can use my laptop to share us. Okay, I don't see what I'm looking for. And Facebook, do better. I know y'all watch my lives and y'all listen. So I'm reporting that y'all little feature to go live on the laptop. It ain't had my call yet this year with y'all where I usually vent and complain. So if this one of the videos you chose to watch, ask me about it on our call, okay? And I mean that from the heart because you know I'm going to tell the truth. So Facebook and user research team usually reaches out at least once a year about my experience as a Black woman, small business owner, using their platform. And I get to complain about bugs and things that need to be fixed. And they supposedly randomly select which video they watch. So again, if you watching this one, or if AI or somebody, Mr. Zuckerberg, picking up on my voice, tell Mark, this thing got a bug in it, okay? Fix the laptop version of going live, okay? It's not as efficient as you would like. Okay. Coach Alexis from Texas says, what keeps you motivated and pushing forward, even on days when it seems like it is just not going how you thought? Well, I log into this little thing called Facebook, and then I go in our private group featuring our Black Women Christian Certified Life Coaches called the Ladies of Legacy. You know that's y'all's name when you get certified with me, and I see that there are 60 of y'all in that group, and one is Coach Alexis in Texas, and I ain't heard from her today. Let me send her an inbox and check on her because she needs me. Right? Ain't that how it usually goes? So that's what keeps me motivated. It's 90 of y'all now, Coach Alexis. Everybody ain't in the Facebook group. Everybody don't do Facebook, but here we are. So I check on y'all one by one. Not as much as I used to, because y'all done doubled in size on me since I could do it regularly. And then there's another part of my business that God has blessed me to branch out with, where I teach about getting grants as a Black woman small business owner. So this last year, I don't know if y'all know it or not, but we have received over $30,000 in additional funding and grant funds and sponsored opportunities just because I train Coach Alexis in Texas, and those is coming after her, representing they city, they state, they hood. If y'all hear noise, they got the trucks backing up and beeping. I hear all that right now. But that's what keeps me motivated, because the vision is literally bigger than me. Like, I have spent the last year rewriting the vision that God has to kind of encourage me into to even start training online and bring this. I didn't want to do this. I fought God because I had already done it for 4 years. I didn't want to have to write a program and child, me and Jesus. So 3 years later, 90 coaches certified online. I'm about to beat the number that I had coming on. You know, I trained 111 live here in Atlanta for 4 years. And now for the last 3 years, we had 90 that's trained with us online. So how many is that now? Mm-hmm. The last 90 of you guys have trained with me online. And so for 3 years, I have been working to make this program better. So that gets me up every day. It keeps me motivated. When I go back through our handbook and I say, this is a good program. I like it. And I'm so tempted to sit and read every page. And I'm like, girl, you just sit here to update it. This is for the coaches. You're already certified. So doing that, I enjoy that. I'm writing a book for women who want to get grants. So I've been working on that for a while. I have a literal mandate, a threat by a group of my coaches. It's like, if we don't see you with this book in hand and doing everything we done told you to do within the next few days, it's over. And I don't want to know what that means. Mm-mm, so I got to get it done. So that's motivation when you got, you know, threatening the vision. Like, look here, God done gave it to you. You got everything you need. What's the excuse? So I just learned to take my naps, wake up, and work. That's what I do. And winning grant money is inspiring as well. You get an extra $1,500 here, $1,000 here, $500 here. That is very motivating to go to the bank, deposit that check, and now come online and say, hey, future Black Life coaches that are currently where Coach Alexis in Texas was back in what, 2020, 2021, if you want to come train with us, we got a scholarship available because I got a grant check in my hands today that's in our bank account sitting there waiting on you to pay a portion of what I used to charge. We gonna take care of some of the grant, gonna pay for it, and then you just pay what you can on the rest of it and get started. So that's why we're doing the special during the month of April for only $199 to get started, because everybody doesn't have $2,000, $3,000 just laying around. At least that's what they tell me. But then again, Beyonce come to town and everybody rich all of a sudden. But anyway, no excuses. I'm doing what God laid on my heart to do and making it affordable for our coaches. So that's why I seek grants to make it easy for our future Black Life coaches. And all of that keeps me moving forward because I have to do my part and then send it off to my team and then, you know, let the decisions be made. I got to show God that I did what he told me to do. And that's literally my only, like, goal in life, is to live in that purpose and that calling that he put me on this earth to do. Because when I get to heaven, I want him to say, well, now my good and faithful servant, you have been faithful over the few, I make you ruler over many. Come on in here. Talk to me, country Jesus. So I want to know that I have been doing what he called me to do. And that's the push and the motivation. And then you don't want to look up and see somebody else with the vision that God gave you. And he'd be like, no, because I had that vision back in 19. They'd be like, 19? That is 2020. You know, which I'm sure just that brought me to mind with the movie they filming here. I always meet somebody that swears Tyler Perry stole their idea or their life story. No, maybe God just gave it to somebody else in his studio right down the street. So I rode on his campus on accident recently. He got a whole exit out here. Okay. So with all these platforms for people to be inspired the same way God has inspired us, how dare us not get off our butts and do what he has called us to do? And then you can't get mad if somebody stole your vision. No, God gave it to you. He told you what to do. You didn't write it. You didn't let others run with it. So hopefully that answered your question about what keeps me motivated and pushing forward, even on days when it seemed like it's just not going how you thought. I try not to think about it no more. I actually get offended when people say, well, what's your 5-year vision? I don't know. I do know. It's on paper. That means it's out of my head, so I ain't sitting here thinking about it. All I got to do is look at the paper, look at the vision he told me to write, and run. Do my part of the running. Check in on the others who are running. And that's what it's all about. So hopefully that was helpful. When you do your part, others can do their part to help you and then move forward. I just watched a TikTok video of this lady saying she spent over $10,000 in coaching last year. And I was like, welcome, girl. we call it continuing education and professional development when you get to taxes and you're writing it off. And mine was $10,000 the year before. Oh, it's so much more than that now. So much more than that. And to be able to look back and say, okay, that was worth it. That keeps you going. And so when you know you've invested in this gift to stay motivated, you have teams of support and accountability available to you. You just have to invest in yourself, time and money-wise. And that keeps you going and showing up. And then I like looking back and seeing the growth. So this time next year, when I'm literally holding in my hand the book that I've been working on, seeing the lives that I've impacted at twice the amount that I thought, you know, I could do or just didn't think about it, just did it. Of course, I'm going to keep showing up. I'm going to keep doing it. And I went and looked at, how much money have I made since being a coach? And it's almost $250,000. And I've been coaching, you know. So, I'm going to keep doing this thing, okay? It's paying the bills, okay? It's letting me nap in the middle of the day and sit out on my porch and watch movies be produced on my street, you know. So, God is good, isn't he? Oh, yeah, I'm encouraging myself. Okay, you said I am finally running with a vision and not being so analytical in my head, learning to trust them. Girl, because by the time you sit and overthink, child, time has moved on. When I say this world is moving so fast, me and my coach, so I have a mentor, he lives right down the street. And we are like, he's finally calming down. I think I won this round. He always wins when we have like deep marketing discussions about business because he's from the old school. Like, he wants me to, and I got them sitting on my desk. That's so funny. So I ordered 100 of these cards, right? And he wanted me to sit here. And I did it. I did it at his event this time, or last year. Last July, I think it was. Ordered these cards, sent in his event, and then I had to sit here. This is my business address, so ain't nothing showing. But 100 times, put all y'all addresses on him. If you ever bought something from me, you got one of these cards. That's him. Old school postcards, right? I'm like, dang, I could just email him. So he old school. So leading up to one of our most recent conversations about 3 weeks ago, I said, Coach, have you heard of this thing called ChatGPT? And when I say I had to fight with him for 3 weeks, and now he calling somebody, you know, and he act like it was his, he's a man. So I tell him, this is why I don't work with men, because y'all, we have to convince y'all. He's like, you know, that ChatGPT, and it's a whole new, that's how the world, ChatGPT has opened up a whole new world for me. If you don't know about it, Google it, because that's what I had to do. And one of my coaching clients told me about it. You know, she asked about it, and I said, let me look into this. And when I shared it with him, he fought it. And I was like, listen, I don't care how you feel about it, but I ain't getting left. I'm on this. Because I'm always late to the party with everything else. Apps and all that. I'm always late. But this one, I was like, coach, I am not missing this train. You could stay with postcards. I'll come back to them. But ChatGPT is literally changing how we do business. I mean, doing the role of people that you would have to pay a yearly salary to. And it's free right now. Yep, ChatGPT, like God, Paul, and Thelonious, GPT. Just Google it. And it's so cool. Even if you don't know how to use it, play around with it, because it is taking over. And I'm so scared to say what I really see coming in coaching with ChatGPT. Because if y'all don't hurry up, it's going to replace you as a life coach. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to say, but it is so possible. So if you have never been motivated to get on that vision, girl, the party already started without you. You got to jump on it and go. So look into it, play around with it. That's what I've been doing for the last 3 weeks. It has changed my business. He get mad now because I have to, my coach, he gets mad because I have homework to do. And I use ChatGPT to do my homework. He'd be like, how can you say it's your homework and you? Do you want to know what I did for homework or not, sir? Because I ain't getting left, okay? So he's finally come around and got on it. Yes, ChatGPT. Look into it. I had a brunch date last week. And we sat at the dinner table on my coaching client's laptop and played around with it regarding grants and so many other fun things. I have learned so much. I'm always a student, you know, regardless of where the information is coming from, whether it's free or not. But it's so worth it because this is impacting the world of coaching as we know it. So things are changing. And it's not so much as scary. What's scary is if you get left behind. You don't want to be like how we look at senior citizens now, like, I ain't getting on that Facebook. I don't know nothing about no technology. Well, as one of my friend's grandmothers used to say, you just so technology. That meant you were smart and you knew what you was doing on the computer. I'm not getting left. I ain't that senior citizen yet. I act like old lady AJ, but she is very much trying to stay up with what these kids got going on. And this is the latest thing. And it's all the rage. I've been taking classes. I'm following one coach on TikTok. She's invested 200 of her hours into this. And I was like, well, I'm just learning from you. Teach me. So that's what I'm doing. And girl, Coach Alexis, it's powerful. And what they're literally saying, the power that lies in ChatGPT, which is an AI system, an artificial intelligence. I have my moments. They said that this program is going to make so many new millionaires that it's crazy. I'm a quarter of the way there. Lego. I'm in line. Okay. So there's no more excuse. No more. Okay. Any other questions? You can see I'm like having fun with this. I love this. This is what motivates me. This is what keeps me going. This is why I take myself out of it, because God has provided the space to do that. So when you have coaches, a team, technology, Jesus is bigger than you. So you don't have time to just sit and fester and overthink anything. You got to move, because the world is doing that, shaking and moving. Shaking and moving, okay? So look into that and let me know what you find out, girl. Look, go to Google, go to YouTube, go to TikTok, honey, because TikTok teach you everything you want. So that is what I use. Any other questions about becoming a coach, running a coaching company, If you're one of my certified coaches, put whatever you got. I got you, girl. Let me see how long I've been on. We do 30 minutes. We got 5 minutes. Y'all ready? Y'all better come on. I gotta use the bathroom, get some water, maybe nibble on dinner, then go out there and be nosy, because they're gonna be here to 12 a.m. I just hope they're not loud, because I'm being in bed. I might be scrolling TikTok in the bed, but I'm being in bed. That's my goal tonight. So I just want to see like a scene where they got the microphone over the head and the people be walking and talking. And then I want to hear them yell cut, and then I will be like complete for the day. I want to see that in action. And so the funny part is the documentary I filmed last year, I had a film coach. She would be crazy mad at me if I did not tell her that this movie is on my street. And I ain't telling. So she'll hear about it. Because I didn't know what was going on, really. So I'm glad I didn't tell her, because I would have gave her the wrong information. I had to come back and check. And then stepped outside and was like, now what's happening now? And everybody getting different information. So I'm going to step back out there and see what is really what or what they're willing to share. Then they all black people, too. Well, most of them black people. So they don't be trying to tell you nothing. Like, you just got to watch. We can't tell you. They don't want you filming nothing. I'm like, y'all is on our street. That might be a rental, but I pay rent on this street. So, hopefully I see something fun, you know, in a good way. But it's very peaceful for the most part. They just got going, though. They've been here since yesterday, but they got re-going about 12 o'clock today. Then they're going to be here till 12 o'clock tonight. And they're coming back tomorrow. They parked by my car, up the street, down the street, across the street, behind the house. They everywhere. So I'm learning the entertainment game. Now I had one of the most unique coaching opportunities I had was an offer. Speaking of my film coach, she knew someone in the film industry. They were looking for a coach on set, a film coach. And they were like, you could be the inspiration for the actors and help them stay in character and motivate them. I was like, y'all, I don't want to sit around for 33 hours and y'all pay 0 cents. But it sounded very unique. So if you're looking to get into film, then, you know, that's an opportunity too that I didn't know about. But very unique. Any final questions before I go? I think we got like 2 minutes. I'm so excited that I kept my word to myself. Thank you, Alexis, for being here and engaging with me. I will talk to myself if I have to, but you guys are here. You make it easy. So even if we reach one person, the job is done. So any questions for becoming a coach, running your coaching company, getting grants as a coach, I'm here for it. Oh, I done talked him up. You better not mess up my life. I can't. Okay. Hold on. I had to decline my coach's call. I done talked him up. He calling. We ain't talked in a whole week and a half, and he want to call while I'm on live. Now he going to know I seen it and declined it. Hello, Coach Carla. What was I doing yesterday? I think I was looking for some of my inbox, and I typed in CA. Oh, I was looking for my mechanic's number, and I typed in car in my in my contacts, and your name popped up, and I was like, look at Carla. Sure did, because I forgot my mechanic's number. And I was like, did I save it? And I just typed in car. Carla Johnson. Carla Johnson O's. Hey, Texas represent. So Carla, Coach Carla, you know Coach Alexis too, right? Y'all both in Texas. Last time I talked to y'all, y'all was in Texas. So Carla, there's a movie being streamed. What am I trying to say? Filmed on my street. So I'm about to go back out there and be nosy. Okay, y'all know each other. Good. I try to connect you guys city to city or personality-wise. Y'all got twins in our coaching group, if y'all didn't know it. So I'd be like, go and reach out. Who did I just send? Oh, I need to connect Coach Eba and Coach Brenda. Let me do that. That'll be my good deed for the day. So yeah, Coach, we just catching up. Do you have any questions before I go? I really am at my max 30 minutes, but if you have a question, Coach Carla, about running your coaching company, getting grants, I'm having an event live in Atlanta, Saturday, May 27th, don't say you didn't know, because y'all swear, y'all been trying to get to Atlanta, I have a college roommate from 20 years ago. 20! Was it 20? Three. We're in 2023. So we were there in 1999. 23 years ago, God placed me on her heart. It threw me off. So I was like, girl, where you been? She is flying in from Washington to come to the grand event in Atlanta. It's her birthday weekend, too, so she's looking for an event to get her back here, her excuse. And so I'm just letting you know, people flying in for this event, a person, but people, you know, because she represents generations. So people flying in for this event. So let me do Coach Eva and Coach Brenda. Okay. Get my thoughts out. I'm hungry. Hold on, y'all. I'm coming back. That's all I got. I hope I did that right. Okay. Did it. Done. Good deed is done. Now let me find y'all.
Let me see if this gonna pop back up, Fabi.
Cause I can't see y'all comments on Facebook on my phone. You said you'll think of a reason to get here. Am I extra? Girl, I'm extra nosy. That's it. One of my neighbors got smart and rented her garage out, so they're literally filming in her garage. Can you imagine? Your garage is on film. You're like, daddy, look at that. Look at my box on film. So they were setting up when I came in. They're going to be here to the midnight hour. And you can't see nothing on this street after dog. So I'm going to get in and get out. But nah, they got their extras. I don't want to be in film like that. It looked real boring. They have filmed a lot of shows around me since I've been. Really, it started in Douglasville where I came from. But it's really here in Atlanta. Atlanta is the Black Hollywood. They were at a church that sits in my backyard this time last year, and I didn't get a chance to peek in over there. So God, like, brought it right to my front door this time. So I was like, I'm going to go and check it. But no, I don't want to be, not especially not showing up like this. Like, I would be one of the ghetto characters, like Felicia or something, looking like this, with a hat on, need a perm. I ain't trying to be on nobody's TV. I'm on here now with y'all. This enough. This reaches millions. One lady says she watches me on her big screen TV. I'm like, girl, wait a minute. Let me show my edge. Hold on. You act right. Check my nose. Check. You saw my film. Child. Don't even. Nobody's extra nothing. I got a little stoop. So I got a little gray stoop on my porch. I was out there earlier watching them set up. A little stoop. So I'm about to go back out there and sit. But that's what it is. Facebook is cutting off the comments. So I'm going to go because they don't never like showing them. Then be like, oh, you should use the Facebook. It's making me real mad. Then when I complain, I can never describe the problem. I'm going to go. My neighbor said she went and got her porch. She's a caterer. Got her porch. Got her chair and a glass of wine. So she probably sent back out there. So I'm going to go be nosy. We were just standing out there staring, watching them set up. But I want to see like an actual screen. I think they're going to be in the street because they were like spraying it with water. So she was like, I wonder if they're going to do like a rain scene. I don't know, girl. We're going to be ready to watch. So I just met a new neighbor. And I'm going to go back out there. So that's all I got. Unless y'all got any more questions for me, you got like 60 seconds. I'm over my time. I only do like 30 minutes once a week, usually on Wednesdays around this time, 7 o'clock or so. Make this our little fellowship time. Come talk to y'all. Answer questions about running your coaching company or becoming one of our coaches. I lost my shoe. Oh, I took them off at the door. I was like, where my shoes? Send me a barefoot. Child, I don't know. You never know. I think they lied to us about what movie it actually is. They told her one name, me another. I don't know. I guess we'll see whatever come out. Be like, wait a minute. Y'all might see my car. I washed her today, too, so she can get a little screen time. She glowing a little bit. I'll be like, look at the Honda. So, I don't know, girl. It's a lot of black people, though. A lot of black people. Then they got that little van with tinted windows that they was riding the crew in. I was like, we see that all the time. We up here by the hotels. They got hotel shuttles just like that. Trying to be all exclusive. We see shuttles ride through here. We at the airport. So they being funny. Child, yes. She is a classic. Okay. And everybody want her. So, you know, I'd be like, all right, she. Okay. Got to peek out the window, make sure she's still there. So I'm going to be nosy. But that's all I got. I still wanted to do my live. And that's it. So I'm flying in here to let in. All right. About to go. Till we meet again, my friends. Remember, there's someone somewhere. They're waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. Because it's when you let your own light shine, you give others permission to do the same. And when you unpack one life like Carla Johnson, one life like Coach Alexis in Texas, you impact generations. Y'all ready to impact generations? I hope y'all ready. Coach Alexis, your homework assignment is go look up ChatGPT. Coach Carla, your assignment is to find your excuse for flying in here to Atlanta, Georgia next month to get in on the Grant events. Check that out at www.thegrantgame.com. Show Calvin. Then where you're going to be next month. Okay? And I will see y'all soon. Have a phenomenal rest of the day. By the way, if y'all watching this on replay, still talk to me in the comments. I'm happy to come back and engage and ask questions because I know some of our future Black Life coaches watch this. They want the link to the training. So if you want to get in on the $199 a month deal for our one-day Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Training, let me know in the comments below. And I'll see y'all soon. Peace. Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coaching training needs.